A Kenai Peninsula College professor is the recipient of an annual award from the University of Alaska Foundation. Ellen Boris teaches anthropology at the Kenai River Campus in Soldotna and was selected for the Edith R. Bullock Prize for Excellence. KDLL's Ben Stanton reports.
The award honors Boris's research of the Alaskan native Dena'ina people. He has focused a lot of his studies on the Kenaitse Indian tribe, of which he is an honorary member. One of Boris's major projects is working with the Kenaitse to preserve their language. Boris says that the Kenai dialect of the Dena'ina language is endangered.
As far as the Kenai dialect, there are no active speakers left, but we do have a lot of recordings, and we do have a lot of literature. So what I've been working on of late is trying to put together grammars and other types of resources that will help people read the Dena'ina in the original, and to provide some of those recordings, accessibility to some of those recordings.
Boris is posting some of the audio files on a website, which he says is a work in progress. He says he works closely with members of the tribe and Cook Inlet Tribal Council. Boris says his research is not necessarily original. Others before him have done some foundational studies of the language, but he's attempting to make it more accessible. That's not an easy task because Dena'ina is a complex language. For example, verbs, he says, work much differently than in English. There are many possibilities for prefixes for pronouns and plurals.
But they're structured in such a way that if you change one, it can initiate a change in the others. So I've likened it to a game of basketball where the rules of the game change according to where the ball is on the court. So it's not enough just to understand the basic rules. You have to understand these ever-changing rules.
It's difficult to say how many people speak the Dena'ina language now. Boris says somewhere between 20 and 50 active speakers are probably living. Some know the language but do not use it regularly. The last active speaker of the Kenai dialect, Reverend Fred Mameloff, died in 2006. Boris says he does not know whether his projects will be enough to return the language to active status, but he says the only way to find out is to try.
To lose a language is like losing a species. When you lose a species, you lose genetic diversity. When you lose a language, you lose cognitive diversity, because built into the language are patterns of thought that reflect a place.
Boris says one example of instilled meaning in the Dena'ina language comes in writings from the late Peter Kalifornsky. He wrote a story about his great-great-grandfather who took an extended trip to California in the 19th century.
And it's called his homesick song. So it goes, "Another dark night has come over me. We may never return to our home, but do your best in life. That is what I do." Now that phrase, "but do your best in life," if you break it down, it more literally means, "but live in such a way to enhance your soul." And so that means a lot more than do your best in life, to live in such a way to enhance your soul.
Boris has also done studies and written about traditional practices and beliefs and has done archaeological fieldwork. He was nominated by Kenai Peninsula College Director Gary Turner for the Foundation's prize, which includes a $20,000 cash award. Boris is teaching two courses this semester, The Rise of Civilization and Cultural Anthropology. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.